the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
It's like everything has just come together. It is the perfect night on a date.
And or so you think.
Right. And you don't. It sucks.
Because it doesn't work out.
No. And that's why we do Blown Off. And if you have been in that situation, we want to help you out. All right. So just go to hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Eliza, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, God. I hate when we start this and you can just hear the disappointment in your voice. What happened?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I met Anthony and we just hit it off instantly.
How did you two meet?
We were out at a bar, which I never meet guys at bars that, you know, I really hit it off with. You have fun with guys at bars and stuff. But this guy and I, after we met, we talked. And we ended up going to a Rays game.
Oh, okay.
And had a blast. Went out to Ferg's after for drinks.
Perfect.
And, you know, got a little drunk. Didn't want the night to end, so we went back to my place, and we basically did everything there is to do.
Oh, girl!
Yep.
You hit a home run. See what I did?
I see what you did. I like that.
Wow, okay.
Well, I thought I did.
Well, what happened now that he hasn't, I mean, how long has it been? What's going on?
Well, you know, I woke up the next morning. I was going to make him breakfast, but all of a sudden, he had to go. He was in just this huge hurry. Said he would text me, and it's been almost 2 weeks now, and I've heard nothing.
Oh, that's the worst. You give up the goods. He stays at your house, and then you hear nothing.
Yeah.
Well, Eliza, let's do this. We're going to get, hopefully, Anthony on the phone to try to find out why after what seems like a good night. I mean, you talked and everything else, and he hadn't called you back. So we're going to do that in 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you.
Out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first then the line will never be crossed, established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way, yeah. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
The Miguel Show.
It was a good first date. They went to a Rays game. They went to Ferg's.
They hit a home run because she took him home.
Yes. Okay. And so Eliza thought her connection with Anthony was awesome, but he has not called you back. So we're going to get him on the phone, okay, Eliza?
Okay.
Okay, he's dialing. So when we do get him on the phone, don't say anything right away and let us kind of do the talking, maybe like warm him up a little bit, okay?
Hello.
Hey, is this Anthony?
Yeah, this is Anthony.
Hey, is Anthony. Hey, this is really awkward. My name is Miguel, and this is my co-host, Holly.
Hey, Anthony.
We are from The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5. So have you been to a Rays game recently?
Yeah, I guess I have.
And did you go with the girl? You went to Ferg's, went back to her house, and had a very nice time.
God.
Oh, dear. Anthony, Eliza, she's one of our good friends, and we just wanted to find out why you hadn't texted her or called her back.
It seems to me like it should be pretty obvious. So, like, we had, like, a really good time, right? And then we go back to her place, and we're, like, we get right into it, right? And, like, everything, the clothes are off.
Oh.
We're in her bed.
Be careful with the details.
And then all of a sudden, I notice this, like, fuzzy creature on my leg.
Oh.
And I turn around and look, and her dog is in the bed with us.
Oh.
In the bed with you.
Yeah, the dog is in the bed with us. And she's like, oh, hey, baby. And I'm, like, horrified. And then it starts, like, running up and down the side of the bed, like, yipping. And she's just like, oh, hey, baby. And then it starts, like, licking her face. And she's just, like, cool with it all.
What was I supposed to do? That's where my little baby May sleeps at night.
Oh, girl, no.
Now, wait, Anthony, no. We do have Eliza on the phone. I didn't want to bombard you. But, well, I think it's great to get a little bit of resolution here. So, wait a minute. Eliza... At no point.
No, that's weird. That's weird.
No, Miguel.
No, that's weird.
At no point could you have asked your little baby May to get off the bed?
I don't get what the problem is. It's kind of, I mean, come on. What guy doesn't like to have a little bit of an audience?
Oh, no!
So, wait, Anthony, were you not cool with an audience?
Come on. It's weird. You're a freak then.
Well, the only thing I have an issue with is, like, why was she right up in everyone's face? Like, that does make it a little bit like you're suddenly having a party of three.
She was. She was like,
only in my face, and she likes to watch. Anthony could have rolled with the punches.
So how many times has this happened then? She likes to watch?
Look, when she sleeps. Bed is big enough for all of us. I don't see what the big deal is.
First of all, the bed is a twin.
Oh.
It's not big enough for the three of us.
No.
Okay.
No.
I think it might be time for Eliza to buy a new bed regardless.
Yeah. No, Eliza.
And maybe a dog bed also.
You can't do this as a person who is afraid of dogs and they make me uncomfortable. I would have gotten up out of that bed, girl. No, absolutely not. I am 100% with you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Aw, you wouldn't be afraid of little May.
Oh, yes, I would, girl. Especially if I'm trying to get down and get out the one. Lil May, you got to get out. You got to get outside the room.
Lil May's a freak, though.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.